103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Fulton.
All right, we welcome you back. KNZA 103.9 also dived in on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Trenton Kraxner, Crittenden Prophet here. Jackson Heights girls, big time win in the first game tonight over Valley Falls, 57-26. Now we transition to the boys game tonight. A Jackson Heights team that is searching for that first win here to start 2023 at 0-4, coming off a loss to Horton last time out. And the Dragons, after a 24-2 year a season ago, an undefeated league championship, and a fourth-place finish at the 2A state tournament. Dragons are off to a good start under 18th-year head coach Caleb Gatzmeier. 4-1, a 3-1 start in the league. They are without arguably their best player in Dylan Cervantes, who's dealing with an injury, out for maybe a couple, maybe a few more weeks. Obviously, it certainly hurt them when they played ACCHS back on December 13th. Losing that one 50-41, but they came back. They beat Donovan West heading into the break. And Trenton, right before we get to the starting lineups here, again, a Valley Falls team. They may not go very deep tonight, but Zach Evans, we're going to call his name a lot, and he is a very good player.
Yeah, he's going to have to play a great game for them to win tonight. This is a scrappy Jackson Heights team, but outside of Zach Evans, who else is going to step up? Because he can't score every bucket. It's kind of like Corey Kirkwood on the girls' side. You have to have some other players step up and get 7 to 8 points tonight, but Zach Evans will be the main player on the side for the Dragons.
Dragons off to a 4-1 start. For the Cobras, 0-4. We called that game here last time out against Horton. It came down to the final possession, a block shot, saved the Chargers, and kept the Cobras from winning their first game. But, Crittenden, again, you mentioned in the girls' broadcast, Drake Mellies, a freshman here for the Cobras, averaging over 10 points per game, kind of in the leader here early.
Yeah, Drake Mellies, a big player for these Jackson Heights boys. He's only a freshman. Last week had 9.3 points per game, and now he's all the way up to 10 points per game because of his 13 points he put up last week. Also, Devin Mock was able to get 7 points last week, which last time he had a big game was in the first week where he had 13. Ever since then, he's had single digits. So,
should be an intriguing matchup, no doubt about it. It's our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Well, let's go into the starting lineups, and we will start with the road team as always, and that is the Dragons of Valley Falls. 4-1 start, 3-1 in league play under 18th year head coach Caleb Gatzmeier. Hayden Carney is a sophomore, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. Carter Pickerell is a freshman guard, averaging 4 points and nearly 3 rebounds per game. Thayer Coleman has played in 4 of the 5 games. He is a senior, averaging over 3 points per game. And down low is John Frakes, the senior, at just under 3 points and 4 rebounds per game. And, of course, Zach Evans, the leader for sure, with Cervantes dealing with an injury. The junior, Zach Evans, averaging nearly 20 points and 8 rebounds per game so far. So, again, it's Carney, Pickerell, Evans, Coleman, and Frakes for Valley Falls. For first-year head coach, Brett Plattner, Jackson Heights, they are 0-4. 0-3 in league play, they'll go like this. Alex Browning in the backcourt, 5'8 senior guard at 4 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Jude Williams, a 6'3 senior, 7.6 rebounds per game. Chase Robinson's a 5'11 sophomore, 5.5 points per game. Drake Mellies, a 5'8 freshman guard, 10.3 points per game. That leads the Cobras. And Hayden Doyle, a 5'8 senior, averaging 4 points per game. So again, for Brett Plattner, Browning, Williams, Robinson, Mellies, and Doyle. Valley Falls won both meetings, of course, last year. The Dragons went undefeated in league play and off to a 3-1 start in league play this year. The only loss so far to ACCHS back on December 13th. They did not have Cervantes in that game.
Yeah, that was the first game. He got hurt late in that game, and well, I've heard from him in personal conversations, the high ankle sprain, originally a fractured fibula, got a second opinion. Told me high ankle sprain, keeping out to at least the 14th, so about 3 or 4 more games would be his earliest return.
Well, let's do it. The boys' game is underway. The Dragons in their all-black road uniforms win the tip. They go from right to left, and here we go. Boys' game is underway. Here is the leading scorer, Zach Evans. A long pass into the left corner. This is Carney. And it is a drive for Evans. His layup is no good. Got through some traffic and a rebound for Jace Robinson for the Cobras. Now Jackson Heights, their first possession with Doyle in the right corner. Man-to-man defense, ball slapped away, collected up top by Williams. Left side pass, it goes to Robinson. wants a ball screen, not using it, drives baseline, throws up a wild shot that nearly went in, and he got his own rebound to keep the possession alive. Williams on the block, kicks it back out. Robinson for three, it's nothing but net. Jace Robinson, the first in the books tonight, 3-0 Cobras, 45 seconds in. Second chance opportunity there, leading to that triple, and the Cobras creating some pressure, and that's going to be a turnover. Evans just lost the pivot foot, and a turnover by the Dragons will give it back to Jackson Heights.
Yeah, Coach Gatsby, I can be happy about that. No one got to the middle of the floor, and, you know, Evans, a little bit indecisive, thought he saw a window to pass it, but closed up quickly, and he drugged the pivot foot for a travel.
So here is the freshman, Drake Mellies. As Crendon mentioned in the pregame, at 13 in the loss to Horton last time out. The leading scorer, a freshman here for the Cobras. He has it on the right wing, pulls up, jump shot at the elbow. This one a touch too strong. And chasing it down in the corner is Thayer Coleman, a senior, the rebound there for the Dragons. Here's Evans, picks it up top. They swing it right side. This is Pickerell. On a nice cut, finds Coleman inside, through some bodies, missing it, and another rebound for Jace Robinson, who quickly has three boards for the Cobras here in the first quarter. Just over 90 seconds in, a 3-0 Jackson Heights lead. Here's Jude Williams up top, guarded by Frakes, right side pass to Mellies on the wing. He'll get a ball screen. He'll step back as the screen went under. It's no good on a triple, and a rebound for Coleman, his second for Valley Falls.
He likes seeing those shots from that freshman showing how comfortably he is shooting.
He's certainly a very capable three-point shooter, and the Dragons turn it over. Carney lost it. He fell over and picked up in the corner by Browning, and the Cobras now work it back up the floor left to right with a 3-0 lead. Here is Doyle from way downtown. This one is no good, but a long rebound. He nearly got it. It's into the hand of Zach Evans. He'll take it all the way and lay it in for two.
Yeah, and that's the feed of Zach Evans. It looked like Robinson was getting that rebound. Evans just ran in front of him and took it the distance for the easy two.
First two for Zach Evans. 19.8 points per game to lead the Dragons. 3-2. And Frakes comes away with a steal. They get it up the floor here to Evans, fighting through a couple defenders and works it all the way in. He missed the shot. Doyle gets the miss. A couple opportunities missed there for Valley Falls. Cobra still leading 3-2. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Robinson drives baseline left, and he is bumped and fouled. First foul on either side. It'll be Pickerell who picks it up.
Yeah, he had him with a hand check there. He was beaten, put his hand on him, and it's going to be called a lot more times than it's not.
Hayden Doyle, the 5'8 senior, to throw it in for Jackson Heights. Left side of his own backboard, hesitating a little bit. Now chucks it way deep into the backcourt and picked up by Mellies, who walks it across the timeline. Not quite 3 minutes into the first quarter. 3-2 is our score. Doyle has it right wing. Picks it up on the elbow, guarded heavily by Frakes. Now Williams inside using the body. No good on a shot. He gets his own miss, and he puts it back up and in. Jude Williams, a little strength and a little bit of effort there. Makes it 5-2 Cobras.
And they've been active on the glass early, especially the offensive side.
Both buckets so far have been off second chance opportunities, and another turnover. Evans has passed. Missing Frakes inside, and we'll get some subs in for Jackson Heights. And Caleb Gatzmeier has seen enough. He'll take a quick 30 as Devin Mock has checked in for the Cobras. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Well, as you mentioned again, Trenton, second chance opportunities. Both buckets, a 3-2 for the Cobras, have come off offensive rebounds. That's certainly going to be a key for them tonight if they want to keep this game close and still searching again for that first win.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play hard, you get after it on the offensive glass. And we saw Jackson Heights, they got after against Horton. I mean, they had a good first quarter, and they kind of struggled through the midway part of the game. They had a solid surge in that fourth quarter, you know, trying to carry that momentum over. They fell just short, but they're going to get after it off the offensive glass. They're hungry for their first win.
The Cobras nearly beat Horton last time out. It came down to the final possession. They had a blocked shot, which could have tied the game and sent it to overtime, but they end up losing by two. Here is a three from the left wing that is no good. Another offensive rebound. That time it is missed by Devin Mock, and then a long rebound is picked up by Pickerell, who wants to go coast to coast. He throws it up. It's an air ball. Knocked out of bounds, I think, last touch by Evans. We'll see. I think it stays here, though, with the Dragons, so they're saying last touch by the Cobras. 4:19 to go, first quarter, a 5-2 Cobras lead. A little bit of a slow start here for Valley Falls. Came in averaging nearly 48 points per game. Lazy pass. Mellies picks it off. Fourth turnover by the Dragons. Get it to Mock up the floor. Mellies high right. Works it back to the top of the key. Also in the game is Tegan Binkley. So Mock and Binkley, a couple of subs here. And Binkley will fire a three. That's his second. And another offensive rebound is put back up and in by Jude Williams. He has two rebounds and two buckets from the second chance variety, and it's a 7-2 Cobras lead.
And that's already five offensive rebounds in about half the first quarter for Jack Knights. And, I mean, like I said, they're getting after it. They're just getting position using their length.
Here is Zach Evans, the lone two for the Dragons so far. His pass towards Coleman is knocked away, and another steal on the Cobras defense. Here's Mellies in the right corner. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 7-2, the Cobras by five. Here is Devin Mock, the 6'3 senior. Good piece off the bench for Brett Plattner and co. Now this is Jude Williams. Why not? Using his athleticism. Hop steps in the lane and lays it in for two. How about six now for Jude Williams? Cobras lead at 9-2. Showing some pressure in the full court. They break it. Does Valley Falls. Pickerell gets it back up top. This is Coleman. Now Carney has it between the rings out high. Angles right, wants a ball screen. They go under it. He'll fire a right wing three and a big bucket. Carney, the sophomore, has his fourth triple of the year. Cuts it to four. It's 9-5.
Yeah, and Carney's a good shooter. He just got to be able to be confident to put it up, and he might need to have a big night in order for a Valley win tonight.
Knocked away into the right corner. Picked up there by Robinson. And sensing some trouble, Brett Plattner calls a timeout for the Cobras. So we'll keep it right here. Down to 2:38 left in this first quarter. It is a 9-5. The Cobras lead, and a scrappy bunch. Crennan, we said it in pregame. Second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds, and just kind of out-hustling this Dragons team in the first quarter.
Yeah, a lot of positives so far, especially having the lead. I don't know if they've ever had a lead this decent going into, like, the end of a first quarter. So, I mean, this is some pretty good progress here. This is just something they have to continue. They can't just get momentum in the first quarter and then expect to lay flat and then bring it back in the fourth, because that's not how you win games. You have to play all four quarters here. And this Jackson Knights team, they're going to learn that this game against the Valley Falls.
Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in northeast Kansas. So out of the timeouts. They're half of the floor. Jackson Heights with the ball. Now the officials are coming together. Caleb Gatzmeier is discussing something.
Yeah, they're in the,
I think they
were in the deep corner when they called that timeout. Now they're giving it out to him about half court, and I think he's just kind of asking, like,
why are they throwing it in from right there?
Right. I think he just wants an explanation because they were trapped deep in the corner after tracking down that loose ball. And speaking of loose balls, they've gotten every loose ball so far today. I mean, getting after, like we said, I mean, they've gotten to every loose ball so far.
Now, second chance opportunities have been the key early for the Cobras, building this 4-point lead. Mock, I believe that's going to be a walk. It is. Second turnover by Jackson Heights. Mock just one extra step in the paint. Dragons get it back with 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter, trailing 9-5. Once again, we see the Cobras set up what looks like a 1-2-2 press, or even kind of a 1-2-1-1 press. They do get a hand on that pass, deflecting it out of bounds. Dragons will keep it right near the midcourt stripe. As Zach Evans will throw it in right there, looking to get it into the backcourt with Carney, and he's got it. 2:22 left, first quarter. A 9-5 Jackson Heights lead. Carney with a nice move, little shimmy and a floater gets the touch. Carney with five, his first 2-point basket, makes it 9-7.
A good screen set there by Coleman.
A little shimmy to the inside and a little floater over to the hand of Mock is good. Five quick points here for Carney. Makes it 9-7. Cobras trying to keep the lead. They're up two. Mock with a little turnaround. Might have been partially blocked. Good defense by John Frake. And a rebound there for Valley Falls. And trying to tie or take the lead here on this possession late in the first quarter. Here is Evans. Breaks the screen, but fighting through it there was Alex Browning. They'll reset up top here with Pickerell. Right side pass, it goes to Carney. Using the screen towards the right corner, backs it out to the wing. Picks up the dribble, bouncing it to Evans, top of the circle. Thought about a three, puts it on the dribble. Gets to the elbow, turns back to the basket. Now it's Carney again towards the left corner. Nearly double teamed there. Evans gets it back. And the reset up top. We're down to 1:15 to go.
I thought Evans should have taken advantage of having Binkley on him because Browning's their best defensive player, and he shut him down so far, but he didn't take advantage of it.
Carney missed a three there from the top of the circle. Mock with the rebound. Cobras push. Here's Doyle on the right wing with a minute to go in the first. Cobras clinging to a 9-7 lead. Doyle trying to put some moves on the defender. We get a whistle and a foul. They'll get Pickerell with his second. Jude Williams going to come back in here for the Cobras, and then Flint Seymour, a freshman, is going to check in here for the Dragons, appearing in his fifth game. Forgot about going over to the scores table to check in. Just kind of ran in off the bench. They had to direct him back to the correct spot. The Cobras have it with 55 seconds to go in the first, leading by two. This is Binkley in the right corner. Now Doyle on the wing has it, puts it on the dribble once up top, and they reverse it left. This is Melly's. Man-to-man defense for the Dragons, down to 45 seconds to go. Now Doyle, top of the key, looking, surveying the defense, puts it on the dribble, gets by the defender, shot is up, no good. Rebound for Carney, and the Dragons push with 34 seconds to go. Carney wants to go coast to coast, draws the body, the contact, and the foul, and he will shoot two with a chance to tie the game.
Yeah, and that's where Valley gets most of their success. They like to run using that speed and athleticism that they have. They're a little undersized, but Carney with a nice take there. And I thought Williams might have been in position to stand there, but they got him with the block, so Carney's going to benefit from two free throws.
That's the first foul in the game for the Cobras as they get Williams there. First free throw by Carney is good. He's got six here in the first quarter. He's a 53% free throw shooter. Dragons coming in. That was actually their 100th attempt at the line. 58%. They hit it as a clip. Carney now with his second made free throw. Seven in the game to lead all scores. And a stoppage of play to correct something with the scoreboard.
I think the clock didn't start on time.
So they took a second off, so we're at 30 seconds to go. It went from 31 to 30. So Doyle throws it in here for the Cobras. We're tied at 9 here late in the third. Deflected pass out of bounds. Good hands there by Coleman to read that play. They were trying to find Binkley in the left corner on a skip pass. 26 seconds to go, a 9-9 tie in the first quarter. Cobras see if they want to set it up and play for the final shot here. In the deep back corner, Doyle just bouncing it into Melly's, who works it back to the top of the key. Binkley has it between the rings. They set it up. Doyle coming around his screen. They go under it. He steps back a deep three. Doyle will shoot it. Another offensive rebound. A second offensive rebound. And on a third try, they get a blocking foul. Valley Falls not agreeing with that. Frakes, it looked pretty good on the all ball there, but they say they got him with the body. It's a foul on Frakes after a couple of offensive rebounds there by Jude Williams, and he will shoot two.
Yeah, the second one looked a lot clearer than the first one. I think that was maybe a makeup call. It looked as Williams would miss the first one, but I thought that Frakes got him with the body a little bit more on that first one that he missed before
he
got back down. So I think it might have been a makeup call of sorts there. He maybe felt he missed the first one.
Jude Williams missing the first. He makes the second. He has seven. A 10-9 lead for the Cobras with 6 seconds to go. Frakes inside quickly. His shot is up, no good. And on a second chance opportunity with 2.7 seconds to go, I think we get a Cobras foul. And I think it's on the floor as it was Coleman who grabbed the rebound and then was fouled. Got to wait for the foul call to get Melly's with his first team second. So 2.7 seconds here for the Dragons. Evans will throw it in. Left side, right back to Evans. A little short J at the buzzer. It's no good. Had a good look, just unable to connect. So, end of one quarter in our boys' game tonight. It's Jackson Heights 10, Valley Falls 9. Back in a moment. Quarter 2 is coming up next.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is, don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
All right, back to it. Good one through 8 minutes. Second quarter is underway. Jackson Heights with the ball going left to right, leading Valley Falls 10-9. Each team with a 7-point score in the first quarter. Hayden Carney, the sophomore, 7 for the Dragons. Jude Williams, the senior, 7 for the Cobras. Cobras with the ball here. They reverse it to Binkley right side. Nice little ball fake. A little floater from about 10 feet out. No good. A rebound for Zach Evans. Now he'll push the tempo. Gets it up the floor here to Grant Meyer, the freshman, who's in the game for the first time. 30 seconds in. Chance here for the Dragons to take the lead down 10-9. Cobras look to be in man-to-man defense. Frakes here left wing. They are really hanging off of Frakes. Doesn't look like he's capable of the outside shot as Doyle kind of hangs in the paint with Frakes on the outside. Here's Evans, though. Certainly someone who can shoot it. Gets it up top here to Carney, who resets. Good job here by the Cobras. Man-to-man defense. Dragons don't have a lot going this possession. They do try to get it inside to Evans. Now he backs out, gets it into the right corner. Gives a pass up top to Carney. He'll spin around Binkley in the paint. Little pull-up Jay is no good. Offensive rebound underneath gathered by Coleman. And on a cut, finds Evans for two.
Yeah, Thayer Coleman's been very active on the board. And that was a nice job by him to find the cutting Evans. And Valley has their first lead since it was 2-0.
11-10. Coleman got down with 5 rebounds here in the first half. Here's a 3 that's halfway down and out, but not boxing out Browning. And Browning gets the offensive rebound and puts it up and in. 12-11, Cobras back in front.
That's 7 offensive rebounds now for Jackson Heights.
And a blocking foul is going to be called as it was Meyer on the drive. They'll get Browning with the foul. Tried to take the charge, but was not set. And I think they're going to say it's on the floor.
And looks like Mock and Robinson are set to check back in. They are. They're going to get Browning and Binkley. A little bit more height into the game.
Yeah, certainly a little bit lengthier of a lineup here for the Cobras. And Mock again listed at 6'3". Robinson back in as well, 5'11". Dragons have it right side. This is Carney up top to Evans. 6:15 to go until halftime, a 12-11 ball game. Cobras clinging to a 1-point lead. Evans forcing the issue, trying to drive between two defenders, and they call him for a travel.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. He was trying to Euro step through, and he got body contact and put up a shot. I don't agree with that travel call there, but nonetheless, it's going the other way.
The Cobras have forced now 6 turnovers here by Valley Falls in the first half. Mellies wants a screen from Mott, going the opposite way. He'll drive, missing the layup, and a rebound for the Dragons. John Frakes gets it up the floor. Evans, a decent look, a right wing 3. This one not there. Rebound for Jackson Heights. A quick one and done possession there as Doyle will work it up the floor here right side with Jace Robinson. Robinson up top to Mellies. 5:33 to go until halftime. 12-11. This game has played pretty low scoring early. Jackson Heights again searching for their first win. They're averaging less than 40 points per. Damon averaging 38.5 points per game. And that is an air ball on the 3. Evans, the last to touch it underneath. Well off by Robinson. Cobra's fortunate to keep the possession.
Yeah, and this is the type of game that Jackson Heights wants to play. They want to keep it as low scoring as possible because, like as you mentioned, they don't score a lot, so they can hold Valley in check. That plays into their favor.
Well, by averages, points per game on both sides. Valley, they want to keep it. Have been on average games in the 40s. Jackson Heights have played on average, their game's really in the 30s as Doyle, again, trying to do a little bit too much with the dribble, but somehow gets it off to Williams, who makes a nice move, drives and lays it in. Pretty easy there for Jude Williams. He's got 9, a 3-point lead for the Cobras at 14-11.
And Williams has been able to attack Frakes at will so far in this game, just taking him to the hoop.
4:45 to go until halftime. Carney blocked at the rim by Mock and out of bounds. Dragons will keep the possession. Good defense there by Mock inside to block it out of bounds.
And they're going to go into a 2-3 zone like they did last time underneath here.
Dragons get it in. They reverse the basketball. Evans has it up top. Evans fairly quiet with 4 points here in the first half. He is guarded by Robinson. Gets it off to Carney to the right elbow. Backs it up top. Now bouncing it near side left. This is Evans. The Dragons slowing it down a little bit here on this possession right at 4:20 to go until halftime. Frakes has it left side on the wing. Has all the room in the world. Not doing anything with it. Right side pass. Now Carney has it. Curls in the lane. Evans gets it up top. He wants to hesitate. Throws up a shot through traffic. It's no good. And after pinballing the ball around a little bit, it's last touched on the baseline by the Dragons, and Jackson Heights will get it back.
And they've done a nice job surrounding Zach Evans. He's missed a couple shots at the rim. Kind of crazy shots, a little bit off balance, and Jackson Heights has a 3-point lead. He's under 4 to go in the half.
That leaves the freshman working it up the floor. He has yet to score in this first half, the leading scorer for the Cobras. They set it up for Mock on the block. Shot is up and good. Nicely done offensively. And Mock off the bench has his first bucket. 16-11. The lead is 5. 3:40 to go until halftime. Cobras extending this pressure out after a made bucket. Carney is doubled. Spins through two. Working it all the way to the right side. Now inside to Frakes. Good help side defense by Mock to deflect it out of bounds. Sub is in. Pickerell comes back in, replacing Coleman. 3.5 minutes until halftime. 16-11. The Cobras by 5. Dragons to throw it in. Finally, over the top, it goes to Zach Evans, who gets it right to Carney, and they reset. Waving people through the lane with his left hand. He dribbles towards the right wing, gets a ball screen. They go under. He fires a three, nearly banked it in, no good. Evans, the near rebound, deflected out of bounds.
Pickerell tried to throw it off Mock, but was the ball go out of bounds before. And good hustle play by Pickerell.
The Dragons will keep the possession. They said it was last touched by Mock on the far sideline, so the Dragons will throw it in from there. They get it to Pickerell in the corner. Evans quickly doubled. Up top it goes. Right back to Evans on the shovel. Good pass inside by Evans, and through contact, Carney lays it in right-handed from the left side. He's got 9, makes it 16-13, and the Dragons down by 3 with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, because of Jude Williams just taking breaks to school so far, they're going to go into a 2-3 zone and make him hit some outside shots.
The zone defense now. Doyle bouncing it to Mock in the right corner. Slings it left side. Melly's a 3, and it's going to hit above the backboard and go out of play. After the miss, so the Dragons get it back down 3 with 2:40 to go until halftime.
Yeah, and Hayden Carney already at 9 points on the evening. He's only averaging 8, but carried him through this first half. It's only him and Evans have scored. Miss Meyer with a turnover.
Another turnover by Valley Falls. They set it up for Doyle, a right corner. 3 is good. Hayden Doyle from downtown, his third triple of the year, and the Dragons are forced to call a timeout as they're now down 19-13. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. 2:28 to go until halftime. Cobras 19, Dragons 13. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nice little run here by Jackson Heights, forcing Valley Falls to call a timeout. 2:28 until halftime, 19-13. Is our score. Cobras leading by 6. And Crendon, again, it's second chance points. They're kind of out hustling Valley Falls, just doing the little things, and right now sitting with a 6-point lead.
And the little things are paying off, making some of the threes, making better on the free throw attempts, and overall better execution, especially capitalizing over the mistakes that Valley Falls creates.
You can tell this team is certainly hungry for that first win and was eager to get on the floor tonight, and they force another Dragons turnover. They just look out of sorts. Meyer throws this one away, and the Cobras get it back with 2:20 to go, leading by 6.
Yeah, it's been partially due to this lead also with the mistakes, but they've held Zach Evans in check. He has 4 points and maybe about 2 of 7 shooting from the field. They just shut him down. They've done it with a different array of guys, Browning and some others.
Well, the Dragons going to continue this zone defense. They get it inside. This is Mock in the paint. A lot of black jerseys around him. Throws up a tough shot. No good. He gets his own rebound and then kind of tossed it up, and I think it's a turnover. That's just the third for the Cobras. Dragons had to kind of gather themselves here, and Carney has it up top. Evans left side, closed out quickly there by Robinson. Breaks, they set a ball screen, they go under, and Evans can't make him pay. He missed the long two, and a rebound for Jude Williams. 90 seconds to go until halftime. 19-13, Cobras by 6. Dragons still in a 2-3 zone defense. They started man, but they have switched it up a little bit. Mock turns, fades, and fires. And Mock now with 4 with a nice little jump shot makes it 21-13.
Yeah, and Valley Falls just looks slow tonight, especially on the offensive glass. Carney got a little too pinched. He's going to turn it over. That's 9 in the first half.
9 turnovers now for Valley Falls. Cobras take it away with a minute to go in the half, leading by 8.
Yeah, but Jackson Heights looked fast compared to Valley. Just burst off the floor on rebounds and to the floor and just out-hustling him.
Deflected out of bounds. Good defense by Picarell in the corner. We'll see Thayer Coleman, the senior, check back in here for Valley Falls. He will take the spot of Meyer. Down to 49 seconds to go. 21-13. Cobras lead it by 8. Approaching halftime here. It's been a pretty quick moving first half for these teams. Nice skip near side. Robinson has it on the wing. Still plenty of time with 38 seconds to go. Mellies spins the pass into Mock. Pulls up from 15. He is fouled on the shot. Will shoot 2.
Yeah, that's going to be 3 on Carter Pickerell.
So 3 of the 4 fouls on Pickerell. And Mock will shoot 2. 4 points and 3 rebounds off the bench here in the first half. He averages about 6 and 6.
And how about this? Drake Bellies hasn't scored yet, and that's their leading score. And you're holding an 8-point lead, possibly a 9-point lead if he can knock down the second free throw here.
Mock missing the first. Still 21-13, 33.8 seconds remaining in the half. The second is on the way. He missed that one as well, and Evans with the rebound. So an 0-for-2 trip there for Mock. Keeps it 21-13 at 30 seconds to go in the half. Dragons will reset up top with Carney. Trying to think they want to play for the final shot, but we'll see. Evans right side. Up top it goes. This is Meyer. Richard Meyer stays in the game. Now Evans finds Coleman. Meyer has it. Evans up top. 10 seconds to go. They set it up with Carney. He backs it up top. 6 seconds to go. Wants a high ball screen. Now 3 seconds. Gets in the lane. Floater. No good. Coleman the rebound. And it's no good. And that will end the first half. And what's been a good first half for the Jackson Heights boys, searching for win number 1. And they lead Valley Falls 21-13 at the half. We'll break it all down as our halftime show is next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Good first half for Jackson Heights. They lead Valley Falls 21-13. They led 10-9 at the end of one, and outscored the Dragons 11-4 in the second quarter and lead it by 8 here at halftime. Brandon Tadman, Trenton Craxter, Crinton Prophet, and also Chance Link back in studio, studio producer here tonight as the halftime festivities are underway. And Crinton, we'll start with you. Good first half here for the Cobras. Jude Williams with 9. It's been second chance points, offensive rebounds, a little bit of extra hustle and muscle, doing a little bit of the little dirty work, and you can tell this is a team eager for their first win.
Yeah, it's a great first half performance by a lot of these players, especially Jude Williams. Seeing Devin Mock in that second quarter putting up 4 points and a few threes were made. But, you know, I mean, it's a new year, but, I mean, this looks like a new team so far. They had a lead at the end of the first quarter, and they have not had a lead exiting the first quarter, and they had a lead exiting the first half, which they also have not done. So a lot of new things that this team has done already this year. They must have set a lot of resolutions. But I think there's one more they need to set, and that's to finish all four quarters throughout this whole game.
See if they can continue the momentum into the second half. Cobras led by Jude Williams in the first half. He had 9 points and 5 rebounds. They also got 4 off the bench from Devin Mock, 3 apiece from Jace Robinson and Hayden Doyle, and then they got 2 from Alex Browning. Leading scorer, Drake Mellies, was held scoreless in the first half for Jackson Heights. Valley Falls, they got 9 points from the sophomore guard, Hayden Carney, and they got 4 from Zach Evans. Leading scorer is Zach Evans for the Dragons, averaging nearly 20 a game, and those are the only two players that have scored, Trenton, for the Dragons here tonight. They have kept Evans in check. He's had a couple turnovers. He's had some decent looks. He's certainly trying to get his shots inside, but just not falling, and he's surrounded by multiple white jerseys every chance he gets.
Yeah, and outside of Carney and Evans, no one's really taking a shot. I think Frakes has one, Pickerel might have one or two, and Coleman might have a couple, but I mean, none of those guys have shot the ball, but you have 9 turnovers, and you've allowed 8 offensive rebounds. You're only losing the total rebound battle 13-12, but you're getting out rebound on offensive rebounds 8-3. So, I mean, you're doing a great job on the defensive. You're just getting killed on the boards. You turn the ball over, and a lot of second chance points and stick back. Jude Williams was the story of that first half, but if it wasn't for Hayden Carney in that first half, Valley would be in serious, serious trouble.
Score at the half, Jackson Heights 21, Valley Falls 13. We'll have more after this here on KNZA.
There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
.9 FM KNZA.
Continue here at the half. It is Jackson Heights leading Valley Falls 21-13. Low scoring affair, no doubt about it. Taking a look at the next level up, and Kansas State and Kansas both in action tonight. Big 12 play is underway. Third ranked Jayhawks trailing Texas Tech 34-32 late in the first half in Lubbock. And how about Kansas State? Number 6 Texas in Austin. The Wildcats leading 45-29 with 5 minutes to go in that first half. So the Cats on pace to hang 100 on the number 6 ranked team in the country. See if they keep that up. But Keontae Johnson 13 to lead the Wildcats. Again, our score here, it is Jackson Heights leading Valley Falls 21-13. See if we got a couple other scores. Again, it was a fairly light night for local teams in the area. The Big 7 was still off. They won't start play back up until Friday. Our game on Care 93.7 tonight, staying in the NEKL, Oskaloosa and Horton. That girls' final earlier was Oskaloosa beating Horton 48-39. That boys' game at the half is Horton leading Oski 25-17. TVL battle on our sister station, KMZA 92.1. That is Frankfort hosting Donovan West. And I believe trying to get that final score, Frankfort had the lead for the majority of that game. Pretty sure they had pulled that out. Did not see the final score there. And that boys' score we had at the half, it was Frankfort and D. West tied 14-14. That's just some other games going on in the area and on our broadcast schedule here tonight as well. Of course, we'll have all the games up on our website once they are concluded over at mscsports.net. Our coaches' shows are back up tomorrow as we're just back and running. It's the home stretch here as it is a straight two-month push here for basketball. Basically, from here in the beginning of January to March, it is going to be nonstop. Can the Cobras get that first win? They're up 8 at halftime. We'll take a final 2-minute timeout. Second half is coming up next.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, and online at KellermanRealEstate.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
I'm a fourth generation ag producer myself with a row crop operation as well as a cow-calf.
That's Bryce Barnett, ag loan officer at Farmer State Bank.
It's definitely crucial in these times to have a lender that's in your corner that you can trust that goes through the same daily operation as the producers that I'm dealing with. Let's talk.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, let's get to it. Second half about to start. Jackson Heights boys leading Valley Falls, 21-13. Low-scoring first half. Jude Williams leading score for the Cobras with 9. Hayden Carney also 9 to lead the Dragons. Valley Falls will go left to right. Cobras right to left. Valley will get the first possession of the third quarter. And here we go. We're off and running. 8-point lead for the Cobras as we start the third quarter. Cobras come out man-to-man. Here's Pickerell to Evans at the top of the key. Hands it off to Carney. Back out to Pickerell, who ball fakes, drives, gets all the way, missed the layup. He was wide open. And a rebound on the backside by Robinson. Now, I just think might have been a scenario where he was just surprised how wide open he was.
They airballed the layup because he had a baseline angle, but he could have just positioned himself and used it off the backboard. But he just threw it right over the front rim. That's a big-time miss. That was a very important possession for Valley, and that was an easy two they just missed out on.
Now the Cobras working it around the perimeter there. First possession. They get it to Robinson. Back up top to Doyle. Faking left. Now gets it top of the key to Alex Browning. Left side pass to Robinson. Not using the screen. Going baseline. Left his feet. Shot is short. And running it down at the free throw line is Pickerell for his second rebound. And now here's Zach Evans. Right side kick. Carney for three. Off the rim. No good. Doyle with the rebound for the Cobras. Quick possession there for Valley coming up empty. Minute and change into the third quarter. Still 21-13 and Valley forcing a turnover. Here is Coleman stopped on the block, kicked it back out. Pickerell driving, gets inside the free throw line, draws the body and the foul. Pickerell will shoot two. Never mind, it was on the floor. So Mellies picks up the foul, his second. First foul on either side. Dragons will throw it in underneath with Pickerell. Waiting for the play to develop. Gets it inside to Frakes. Had good positioning. Missed the layup. And it's going to be Cobra's ball. They might have got a foul against the Dragons here on the rebound attempt. They do. They get Coleman with his first.
And it's 2 point blank layups that Frakes and Pickerell have a piece that just airballed. And you can't be missing too many more of those.
A 21-13 score, still waiting to see our first points here in the third quarter. Doyle guarded heavily by Coleman on the right wing, and then he bounces it into the corner with Williams. Doyle gets it back up top, not using the dribble, now putting it on the dribble towards the right corner, all the way underneath the bucket, curls all the way to the left wing, gets it off to Mellies right there, who dribbles it back up top. Guarded by Carney. Now Robinson works it around a screen and throws it up and somehow got it to go and the foul. Jace Robinson with 5 and a chance at a 3-point play. The lead is 10 for Jackson Heights.
And that's 4 on Carter Pickerell now. And I thought Robinson might have walked on that hop step. I don't think his feet came down at the same time, but the ref didn't see it the same way. And he gets the benefit from a potential 3-point play.
Robinson can't connect on the 3-point play. I think a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, they got Browning with a two-hand shove right in the back of Frakes.
So Browning picks up his second, team foul number 2. 6:02 to go, third quarter. It's 23-13. Dragons with the ball trailing here at Jackson Heights by 10. They break the pressure and somehow it's saved in bounds.
It's going to be over and back.
Yeah, it's picked up behind the mid-court stripe, so it is a turnover for Valley Falls. Now 10 in the game. And that has been a huge key for the Cobras, taking advantage of all the turnovers by Valley Falls. Cobras get it back at a 10-point lead at 23-13 at 5:47 to go in this third quarter. Here's Mellies, being guarded That'll lead by Carney. Spins around a screen. They go under it. He steps back for three, and it's nothing but net. It was only a matter of time. Drake Mellies, the freshman, seventh triple of the year. His first points tonight, and it's 26-13, Jackson Heights. Caleb Gaspire needs a timeout. Cobras have all the momentum right now at 5:28 to go in the third quarter. It is a full, so we'll step aside. 26-13, Jackson Heights. We're back after a timeout on KNZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Good start here in the second half for Jackson Heights. They are now up 13 on Valley Falls. 26-13, they have doubled it up. They're off to a 5-0 start here in the third quarter. 5:28 to go in this frame. Cobras looking for win number one. Dragons team came in 4-1. And 3-1 in league play, but again, out arguably their best player in Dylan Cervantes, and a quick steal on the inbounds, and then Valley Falls gives it, or takes it right back, I should say, from Jackson Heights. So both teams with a quick turnover. Now the Dragons have it, dealing with some pressure. Getting it up top here to Evans, just a step in front of midcourt. Trying to ball past Mellies, but Mellies makes him, gives it up into the left corner. And picked up in the paint. Here is Coleman for three. Hits the rim short. Frakes with the rebound, but they get him for over the back. And Frakes will pick up his second. And team foul number three.
Yeah, and Jackson Knight has somewhat employed a strategy from what I've seen is make someone else other than Carney or Evans beat you. And those are the only two guys that have scored. And that's bad by Melly. Why would you pick up your dribble right before half court? And that's a big-time turnover. I mean, you could extend that out to 15, 16-point game, and unnecessary turnover right there.
I feel like the few times here in the third quarter when the Dragons have had the ball, I don't think Evans has really touched it a whole lot. You know, he's a guy that can certainly get his own, and he's a guy that can take over and get his team back in it. And right now, just very quiet. Just 4 points. He got them all early. Not scored since the first quarter. Right on cue, Evans with the drive. Foul is on the floor. Team foul number three against Jackson Heights. This one against Browning, and that is his third.
That's a key foul because he's done a good job shutting down Evans today. He's been the main guard. He's going to come out and Moxie and replace him, so he gets some more height. But who is arguably your best defender from tonight?
So Mott comes in, who had a good first half. 4 points off the bench. 26-13 is the Cobras' lead. Dragons have not scored in the third quarter. It's a 5-0 run here through the first 3.5 minutes of this frame. This is Carney with it, right side pass. This is Seymour, a freshman who saw a little bit of time in the first half. Seeing some time here in the third quarter. Seymour gets it back to Frakes at the free throw line. Coleman, a baseline drive from the right corner, cut off by Mellies. Trying to spin around him, spins again and gets it back to Seymour. Here's Carney stepping back out left wing, putting Doyle on some skate. Steps back with a little bit of a fade. Jump shot, no good. Rebound is to Devin Mock and Jackson Heights. And Coleman with the hustle knocks it out of bounds. And the Cobras will keep it their side of the floor. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go. Third period, 26-13. Jackson Heights the lead and the ball. How crucial is this next 4 minutes here for the Dragons? They have been so cold offensively, and 13 and still plenty of time, so it's not a crazy deficit, but just the way things have gone offensively, a 13-point deficit feels almost like a 20-point deficit.
Yeah, you just got to chip away the best you can. Get as close as you can going, and they're going to get a kick ball here on a bounce pass. Got to stay with Jackson Knights. But you just got to chip away and try and get cut in half. Maybe about a 6 or 7-point game going to the fourth quarter, just do what you can.
Let's see if the Cobras can come out with a bucket here. 26-13. We've been stuck on that score for a couple of minutes. They set it up for Doyle in the corner for three. It's an air ball. Evans the rebound on the backside. Right place, right time.
Yeah, and they got away with the moving screen on Robinson there. He wouldn't allow Carney around him.
Evans has it. Gives it up to Carney up top. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Dragons have yet to score in the third. They trail 26-13. Coleman left side to Evans. Gets Coleman back on a cut. Gets it on the block. Kind of lost his footing. Kicks it back out to Carney, top of the key. Nice bounce pass to Evans on the cut. Mock with the block, but they get him with the foul.
And these are two absolutely crucial free throws for Zach Evans right here. Maybe that's what could get him going.
Well, this is now the sixth game of the year. This will be attempts 47 and 48 for Evans at the free throw line. He is 27 of 46, 59%, and he misses the first free throw. 58% the Dragons are as a team. As a couple of subs are into the game and a late add to the roster, and Crendon, correct me if I'm wrong, number one, is that, I'm just guessing off information, Lucas Perry.
Lucas Perry, okay.
He came in this half
of the season that we're coming into. He just joined right at the last game.
Okay, so Lucas Perry, a late add to the roster, getting a little bit of time here for Brett Plattner. The Cobras getting one free throw. The Dragons do out of Evans there. Makes it 26-14. That's the first points in the second half. And the Cobras will turn it over.
That's big because they just brought in Duncan Alvarenga. He can shoot the ball a little bit as a freshman, going a little bit deeper in the bench, trying to find an offensive spark. And Perry came in and turned it over immediately, so Valley has a chance here.
Now, you mentioned the addition of Duncan Alvarenga, who is in, and Frakes underneath, gets it inside, and
he got fouled by Mott going up, so two more free throws. And it's a simple drop step move from Frakes and kind of went into Mock and kind of tried to block the shot, got him on the arm.
Just attempts 5 and 6 at the line for John Frakes. He is 2 for 4. He has yet to score tonight and has still yet to score as he misses the first free throw. 2:56 left here in the third quarter. Jackson Heights leading Valley Falls 26-14. Second free throw no good as well. A lot of contact underneath, but Mock able to run down that rebound in the corner. Here is Robinson up the floor. Picks it up a little prematurely. Right side pass. This is Tegan Binkley. Binkley bouncing it towards the right block, and it's taken away by Evans in a turnover. Cobras turned it over just 3 times in the first half. They have 5 turnovers here in the third quarter. Looking for Frakes, and that one again is knocked away, and the Cobras come away with a steal. And last touched out of bounds by the Dragons. The Cobras have it underneath their own bucket, leading 26-14 at 2:28 left here in the third. This is Lucas Perry, again a senior, a late addition to the roster, throws it in, Mock gets it. Little fade, a little jump shot, no good, missing left side off the rim. Rebound for Thayer Coleman. Coleman has not scored, but he has 7 rebounds. Carney on the block, guarded by Mock, gets it to Evans, is bumped by Perry and fouled.
Yeah, that's 16 fouls now on Jackson Heights. So Valley's 1 of 4 from the free throw line in this half, but what might get them back into this game is making free throws here at the, maybe at the end of this third quarter, into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that is the 16th foul. So the rest of the half, that's Dragons are going to be in the bonus, and points have been hard to come by. Evans for 3, and he is fouled on the 3-point shot as Perry goes barreling into him, and Evans will shoot 3 free throws.
And Mally's going to come back in for Perry. Came in, turned it over, and picked up 2 quick ones. And big 3 free throws here for Evans. I can't stress this enough. Every point matters here, especially at the free throw line for Valley Falls.
Evans has been quiet tonight, just 5 points. First free throw is up and good. Now 2 for 3 at the line. He's got 6, makes it 26-15. He's got 2:12 left in this third quarter. Second by Evans, got the shooter's touch, 2 for 2, still got 1 more.
And there you go, you cut it to 10 points now, so I mean, like I said, cut it to 6 or 7, still got 2:12 here, but just cut it in half when they're down 13 there and give yourself a fighting chance in that fourth quarter.
Evans to go 3 for 3, and he is perfect. 8 points now for Zach Evans, and it seems like it's been a long time since the Dragons have been within single digits. They're down 9 at 26-17 at 2 minutes to go. Mock aggressive in the lane. Shot is up and good. That was too easy on the baseline drive by Devin Mock.
Yeah, you like to see that response by Mock there, just being able to drive and get that layup right there.
Gets it back to an 11-point lead, 28-17 at 1:50 to go. Here is Alvarenga, who sets up for three. It is short, just grazing the front rim, no good. Melly's the rebound. He'll push it in transition. Good transition defense here by the Dragons. Nice up and under move, and it's put up and in by Jude Williams.
Jude Williams, double digits, 11 points.
And after the Dragons got it back to within nine, back-to-back buckets by the Cobras to get it back to 13. 30-17 with a minute 20 to go in the quarter. Carney drives, lays it in, and the foul. Good body concentration there by Carney. He's into double figures with 11 and a big chance at a three-point play.
True Valley, you've got to tighten up on defense right now. I mean, you got back down nine. You give four quick ones right back to Jackson Heights, two layups on the inside. Like I said, you're starting to score the ball, but you can't trade bucket for bucket in a 10-point game.
Carney smooth at the line. He's now 3-for-3 at the stripe. He's got 12 points, and it's 30-20. The lead is 10 for Jackson Heights with a minute 15 left in the quarter. Alvarenga guarding Melly's and knocked it away, but they get Duncan Alvarenga with the foul, his first. And team foul number four, so a couple fouls to give still here for the Dragons. Dragons are in the bonus the rest of the way. Jackson Heights up to 18 fouls in this quarter. Going to be interesting to see how this game is officiated in the fourth quarter. Certainly, Valley Falls will have some opportunities at the free throw line to chip away. But can they get some stops? A minute to go in the quarter. Mock gets it left block, guarded by Frakes. Turns facing the bucket. Spins back around and gets it back to Melly's up top. 52 seconds and counting, third quarter. Melly's Alvarenga on the defense. And a shot is up and no good. Mock the rebound, and he puts it up and in. Another offensive rebound. Mock another and another bucket. He's got eight off the bench, and it's 32-20 at 36 seconds to go. Here's Zach Evans. Why not? Takes it all the way. Beautifully done. Lays it in and one. He needs to be more aggressive like that, I think. And he's got to take this game over if you're a fan of Valley Falls. That was as well of a play as we have seen from Evans all night. Smooth to the bucket, lays it in with contact, and has a chance at three.
And that's three on Jude Williams now. And Jackson Heights is starting to press, but the back end is not moving their feet. When they come in for a layup, they're swatting down. And one after and one so far, Valley, they have it back down to nine, but can they get a defensive stop?
22 seconds and counting, third quarter. A nine-point lead for the Cobras. Can the Dragons get a stop here? This is Pagan Binkley. 15 seconds to go. It's knocked away. Alvarenga comes away with a steal. Coast to coast. Missed the layup. Rebound for Coleman, and he's fouled on the putback with 9 seconds to go. Thayer Coleman, another rebound, and he will shoot two as Mock has picked up his second.
I have him for his third.
Our correction, let's see. And yes, you are right. Mock does have three.
Jackson Heights wants, Coach Flattner wants a quick three. He is not happy with the defense. They have 10 fouls in this quarter alone, and, you know, I mean, Valley, we talked about how Jackson Heights was playing harder, getting every loose ball in that first half, but this third quarter's been Valley. They've been way more aggressive, especially in the late half with a late surge here. I mean, they're still losing the quarter by one, but they battled back. They just keep coming back, and free throws are going to be key down the stretch here for them.
It's a 21-13 game at the half, currently 32-23. Cobras by nine with 9 seconds to go. Dragons will have two free throws out of the timeout. With Thayer Coleman, again, who has not scored tonight, but has been very active on the glass with 8 rebounds.
Yeah, and some that's also killed Jackson Heights is turnovers in this third quarter. I mean, that was a turnover and out, and it was good hustle by Melly's to get back and force the alter shot of Alvarenga, but Coleman running the floor got the rebound. He got fouled off the offensive rebound, so.
That timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Out of it, Coleman to shoot two. First free throw is up and spins it in there. That's his first free throw of the season, and that's his first point tonight. Makes it 32-24. Coleman again, 3 dribbles, spins it, sets it and fires and delivers. 2-for-2 trip for Coleman. A 7-point deficit now for the Dragons, the closest they have been since the first quarter. 32-25, 2 seconds to go. They get it to Robinson. He's not going to get it off in time. And that's the end of the third quarter. A heck of a finish by the Dragons. And we got ourselves a ball game going into the fourth. Jackson Heights 32, Valley Falls 25. Fourth quarter coming your way next.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
KNZA.
Good one here in the NEKL as we start the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights clinging to a 7-point lead, 32-25. Cobras with the opening possession of the fourth quarter. They go right to left, and here we go.
This is a big-time possession for Jackson Heights. They need a bucket here.
Kind of stop a little bit of a Dragons run. Mock inside. Missed the layup. Tried to go underneath from left to right. Missed it with the right hand. Evans the rebound. Now the Dragons can get a little bit closer. Little floater. No good. Alvarenga an offensive rebound. He misses it. Frakes going back up. Gets his second miss. Battling underneath through three white jerseys. That one is no good. And finally Mock gets it. And I think they call a tie up here.
Now wild flurry of offensive rebounds there. And Valley missed four shots at the cup, but they get the jump ball in the arrow, so still another chance. This is fifth chance points here.
Well, you want to look at it, a fifth opportunity here on this possession. Doyle knocks it out of bounds away from Evans. Far side of the floor. We're 31 seconds into the fourth quarter. Dragons throwing it in far side, trailing 32-25. Dragons came in at 4-1. Handed off to Evans. A little floater. No good. Frakes again the rebound and had it knocked off his own foot. Mellies comes away with a steal. Doyle has it for the Cobras now as Mellies works it across from right to left. Mock on the left elbow. Kicks it left. This is Robinson on the wing. It's a ball screen from Mock. Nothing with it. And now Browning has it back. Didn't play a whole lot in the third quarter with some foul trouble. Now Evans steps in front of a pass and comes away with a steal.
And that's the quickness of Evans.
Evans, top of the key, picks up the dribble, right side pass. Carney for three, short, and a rebound for Doyle. Quick one and done there for the Dragons. 32-25 is our score. Cobras a little bit slow on this possession. Doyle gets to the free throw line. A lot of contact and an offensive foul. Frakes steps in, takes the charge. And Doyle with the turnover and the foul.
Yeah, John Frakes will do that from time to time. He's got the big 6'4", 6'5 frame, but he's not going to go up to block a lot of shots. He'll stand there and take a charge like he did there. And a little shaken up after that one. Might have got the wind knocked out of him. But Valley, about their 10th chance to cut it into that 7-point lead here.
Just like the third quarter, both teams very sluggish offensively to start the fourth. Pretty much the same. It took a minute for our first points in the third quarter, and we'd have to see any points in the fourth, over 90 seconds in. Here's Evans chasing it from going out of bounds. Right side on the wing. Runs through two defenders. Little floater. No good. Gets his own rebound. Trying to muscle and hustle inside. And a foul on the floor, I think. If they get Browning, that's his fourth.
Yeah, but Evans is going to get two regardless. And that is going to be on Browning. But Evans, quick second jump. And going right back to the free throw line.
Yeah, it is double bonus the rest of the way.
Like I said, free throws are going to be key here for Valley. And they keep attacking. They're not shooting the ball, not taking a lot of jump shots. A lot of their shots are coming at the rim, just failing to make a couple here. But Evans, big time miss.
Strong off the heel. He's now 5-for-7 at the line, 11 points.
Yep, made five in a row before that one after
I made sure to keep it quiet because I didn't want to bust out the announcer jinx there. Now a chance to get back on track, and he does. A 1-for-2 trip, matching Hayden Carney with 12 points. 32-26, the Dragons back within six with 6:09 to go. And a timeout here for Brett Plattner. It is a full, so we will follow. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. 32-26, 6:05 to go, Cobras by six. and we're back in a moment.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Full crew tonight as we're back to it here in 2023. Basketball season back up and running after the holiday break. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And the Cobras on their home floor trying to hold on for their first win of the year. Came in at 0-4. Valley Falls slowly chipping away throughout the second half. They've been down by as many as 13 tonight, but they look up at the scoreboard. They're down 6 at 6:05 to go at 32-26.
And they've stacked defensive stops on top of each other, but have failed on a couple possessions to score. But and they've cut into that. They're down 13 here early in this half. And
Cobras out of the timeout. It's Melly's trapped, short corner right, but gets it back up top. Here to Doyle, who puts it on the dribble, guarded by Thayer Coleman. How about the moves by Doyle? Puts it up from the free throw line, and he's fouled from behind, and he will shoot two. Not a great foul by Coleman. That's his second. And Doyle, who has not shot free throws tonight, will shoot two to try to break kind of the sluggish stretch here of no points by the Cobras.
Boy, has Coleman for three fouls now.
That's going to be correction. The third on Coleman. It is a missed free throw.
So I wonder who
by Doyle.
I wonder who we gave someone on Valley had a foul that we have wrong. So is it that Coleman foul? So we're off by one on some of it. Big free throw missed there by Doyle.
He does make the second, so a 1-for-2 trip. Doyle has four. 33-26. Jackson Heights back in front by seven at 5:35 to go. Every possession matters the deeper we get into this fourth quarter. Big possession here for the Dragons, down seven. Hands it off to Evans, does Carney. Now rifling a pass inside to Coleman. Coleman turns, gets it back to Evans. Quickly shadowed by two, and now Coleman open for three, a near air ball. And Doyle, the rebound for Jackson Heights. They get it up the floor. Mock, and he missed the layup. Browning the rebound, had it stripped away, and Mock was standing on the baseline, and the Dragons are fortunate to come away with that ball.
Yeah, that was just a mistake there by Mock. It looks like he was trying to maybe go for a dunk slash layup, but just really couldn't get it there.
So missed opportunity. The Dragons get it back, down seven, 5:05 and counting. Points have been hard to come by tonight. Next dead ball, Jude Williams will be back in for the Cobras. Carney to the free throw line. Alvarenga gets a pass on the block. He is triple teamed, and he dribbled, picked it up, dribbled it again. That is a double dribble and a turnover by the Dragons.
Yeah, and they've been stuck on 26 for a while here. They had so many chances to continue to cut in the lead, but turnovers and missed shots. And Jackson Heights is going to try and put it away here in the last 4:40.
Both teams have just 1 point here in the fourth quarter. 33-26 at 4:36 to go. Cobras with the ball and the lead. Mock, nice bounce pass behind Alvarenga. Doyle now gets it in the corner. Works it back to the wing. Mock at the free throw line. Looking towards the basket and fires. Nearly banked it in. No good. Frakes the rebound. The Dragons get a bucket. They desperately need it. Evans baseline all the way. Missed the layup. Coleman the rebound. A second chance, and Coleman is going to earn a trip to the line. How about Coleman? Now 9 rebounds in the game.
That's 4 on Williams now. So they have Mock with 3 and Williams and Browning with 4 apiece. So key players in foul trouble mounting.
Here's Coleman at the line. Trying to chip away. The first free throw hits the rim 3 times and rolls off. No good. They'll have a second. This was 32-25 coming into the fourth quarter. Both teams have had just 1 point a pop, 33-26. Nearly half the quarter's been played, and there's One that goes down for Coleman. He's now 3-for-4 at the line with 3 points. 33-27, the lead trimmed back to 6 as we're coming on the halfway point of the final frame. Doyle, baseline drive, spins, fires, and hits. Hayden Doyle, little flip up. Awkward shot through a couple defenders and somehow fell. 6 points for Doyle, 35-27. Cobras lead at 3:45 to go. That's a big bucket there for Doyle, and now just kind of mounts up the pressure here on this possession for the Dragons to get one back. Carney, a left wing three, got it.
That's big.
Monster shot for Carney. He's got 15.
That's a team, they have not shot a lot of outside shots. When they have, they've not made many. That's big to get to 5. That's the closest it's been in a while, but they get defensive stop on the other end.
Doyle will try to answer. In and out, no good. Tipped around a couple of times. Jude Williams, the offensive rebound. Doyle, nice bounce pass to Mock. Little pull-up J is pure. Mock now with 10 off the bench and a big bucket. Gets it back to 37-30 at 3:02 and counting to go. Dragons need points and they need some stops. And a blocking foul with not much is going to put the Dragons at the free throw line. I think they get Melly's.
Yeah, that's 3 on him. So, I mean, it just keeps him out. They fouled so many times in this half. And Carney's 3-of-3 so far.
Sophomore Carney with 15. It's been very good tonight. Stops the clock at 2:52. He's pure on the first. He's 4-for-4 tonight. Now it's 16 points to lead all scores. Makes it 37-31. Seconds is on the way. This one is too strong. Evans, an offensive rebound. Here's a three that's in and out, no good. A foul underneath. And I think it's against Valley Falls on the rebound attempt, and it is.
I think they did get Coleman for his fourth on the order of the bag. That's the last foul Valley can give. As Pickrell, who has 4 fouls and been sitting for a while, he's going to come in for Coleman. So, I mean, Evans with a good offensive rebound. Carney had a good look, just rattled in and out, and that would have cut it to 3. But Jackson Heights, another chance to extend the lead.
How aggressive do they get? Does Valley here defensively? They're down 6, 2:42 and counting. Cobras with the ball and the lead. Here is Browning at the left elbow. Melly's now on the wing, wanting a ball screen. Not much with it. Mock up top, right side pass to Robinson. Robinson a little hezzy, puts it on the dribble. A lot of contact, and Frakes takes another charge. Big time for the big man down low. And a huge turnover by Jackson Heights. With 2:29 left, Dragons get it back down 6.
Yeah, he tried to Euro, but it was too late because he already had the contact with Frakes. Falls with 4 another charge, but Valley's got to get going here. This is almost a must-score possession right here.
How quickly do they go? 37-31 Cobras, 2:20 to go. Evans inside, shot is up, no good, off the heel. Rebound for Robinson, that was point blank for Evans, and just in and out. Doyle up the floor quickly, they bounce it inside to Browning on the block, back to Doyle. Cobras do not need to be in a hurry by any stretch, it's down to 2:02. 37-31 Cobras with the ball. Mock at the free throw line, they'll set it up top. Now under 2 minutes to go in a 6-point game. Dragons ramping up the pressure. Both teams in the bonus. The rest of the way. Oh, Doyle with the pass up top to Mock. We're down to 1:43. Browning at the elbow. Turning off to Doyle. Under a minute 40 to go. Mock inside. Hesitates. Reverse layup is good. Picture perfect possession for the Cobras. They waste time and get a deuce. 39-31 with a 1:28 to go. Now it's must score time for the Dragons. Carney for 3, yes. Timeout Valley Falls. An absolutely much needed bucket for Carney. It's clutch. 39-34 with a 1:21 left and a full timeout. So we'll follow suit. Stepping aside, a 5-point game with 81 seconds to go. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KNZA.
Well, let's break it down for you. 1:21 left in the game. Jackson Heights leading Valley Falls 39-34. It's a one-point game at the end of one. Jackson Heights led by 8 at halftime. They led by 7 going into the fourth. Dragons trailed by as many as 13 in the first half. They're down 5 after a monster 3 by Hayden Carney before that timeout. Cobras with the ball up 5. Going against the full court pressure here of the Dragons.
Yeah, if I'm back, I might consider fouling. Jackson Heights is only 2-7 from the free throw line right now, and if you're down 5, I might consider fouling.
Melis works it across on Alvarenga. Right side pass to Mock on the wing. Down to 70 seconds to go, and they foul Devin Mock.
Now he's 0-2, so Frakes, I think that's just his first, maybe his second. They're gonna set, they have him on the board as a second, so I think he was the one that we misidentified
that
earlier.
That is the one we missed earlier, yep. So Frakes picked up his second. It's team foul number 7, so this is just a 1-1 here for Devin Mock.
Valley's going to have to bank on missed free throws here.
First one is up and good for Devin Mock. He got real quiet in here real quick. And a big free throw. Mock now with 13.
Mock now with 13 points, which ties his week 1 score. The most he's had so far this season in a game was that week 1 performance with 13 points. So nice seeing him get double digits again in this game here.
Well, he misses the free throw, so he's tied a season high with 13. It's 40-34 with 65 seconds left. The Dragons get a bucket. Nice pass. Alvarenga makes the layup for 2. Beautiful feed for Zach Evans. Alvarenga, his first bucket and a timeout.
I think that's the last one for Valley, but you know, you get 2 points compared to their 1, so down to 4th, a minute to go, but you're going to have to continue to foul. I saw Jude Williams was checking in for Mock, so he's going to be in for Mock, and I saw Carter Pickerell return to the table. I don't know who he's coming in for, but who do you foul is the question for Valley Falls, because you're going to have to rely on them missing some and you going down and making some buckets of your own, but should be an exciting finish here. Valley's definitely had their shots at the free throw line, a couple missed layups. Could be a completely different game where they're maybe up 2 or it's a tie game, but nonetheless, it's a foul game from here on out.
Carney leading the way, 19 for Valley Falls. Zach Evans has 12. 2 in double figures for the Cobras. 13 for Mock. Jude Williams with 11. Out of the timeout, 61 seconds to go. 40-36, Jackson Heights. They have the ball. They got to push it the full length of the floor. Dragons showing a lot of pressure. Inbounds to Melis. Spins through a double team. Gets it up the floor to Browning. He's across the timeline, and he is hounded by 3 black jerseys. And Browning will be tasked here to shoot the 1-1. The foul is on Alvarenga. That's his second. Team foul number 8. So a 1-1 here for Alex Browning, who's been saddled with foul trouble. He hasn't played a whole lot, just 2 points. His first trip at the line, and he makes it. A huge free throw. He gets the bonus. Makes it 41-36 with 55.6 seconds to go. Second on the way. Second spins out, no good. A 1-for-2 trip. Rebound for Frakes. 5-point deficit with 50 seconds to go. Carney, a right wing 3. This one, no good. Alvarenga, the rebound, and I think he is fouled on the rebound attempt.
And now you've had the clock stopped with 2 free throw opportunities here, and that's it for Alex Browning. His night will be done.
The Browning's going to foul out with 3 points. Alvarenga played some good minutes here in the second half. Has 2 big free throws coming up.
Now if he can knock both of these down, it's down to a 3-point game. You'd still have to foul with no shot clock, but you finally get it to 1 possession.
Big free throws coming up here. 41-36 with 46 seconds to go. And the first one is no good. Too strong off the heel. So we can get it to within 4 if we can make it here. 46 seconds to go. Alvarenga will fire and he missed them both. And the rebound for Jackson Heights, Jude Williams. And they get it to Tegan Binkley, who is fouled. And he will shoot what will be the final one-and-one for the Cobras. Alvarenga picks up the foul, his third. And again, just team foul number nine, so it is a one-and-one. As Binkley not played a whole lot tonight, a task here for big one-and-one with 43 seconds to go.
The air ball, that
they're staying. That's team foul number nine. That should have been a one-and-one.
Now, he airballed it anyway, so Valley should get to take it out.
That's a correctable error, says the official. Okay, so it's black ball. So everyone was playing like it was a two-shot foul, but it was a one-and-one, and he airballed it, so the possession's going to go back to Valley Falls. 43 seconds to go. They're down five.
And they have no timeout, so they need a quick bucket here and foul. The two free throws Alvarenga's missed loom large because it could be a three-point game.
Evans has it, left side, up top. Carney right back to Evans. A deep left wing three. It's good. Zach Evans, a monster three with 15. It's 41-39 with 30 seconds to go, and there's the foul.
And they're going to send Binkley right back, who just airballed one. So what's his confidence level looking at right now? And, I mean,
he'll shoot two.
You got it down to two. And even if he hits one here, you don't necessarily have to play for the three-pointer yet. But remember, they have no timeout, so it's going to be on the fly. No play would be drawn up unless Jackson Heights is to call one.
41-39 at Jackson Heights with 31.3 seconds to go. And the first free throw is swished by Binkley. You hear it. It gets real quiet in here. As Binkley is shooting, it's 42-39. A chance to get it back to four. No, and he airballed that one. So he makes one and airballs two, and
that's
the
crazy.
Lead is three.
A pure swish, but he airballs two. That's just a drastic change, you know. And Valley down three, but with 31 seconds, I don't know if you need the three ball yet.
How quickly do they work? A three would tie the game.
I think you might want to attack the basket and get fouled here.
Carney left side into the corner now. Carney gets it back into the left corner. Three is blocked out of bounds, and that was Meyer who's in the game, and certainly one that was forced when it didn't need to be. But the Dragons have it, throwing it in. 22 seconds to go, down three. Here is Carney for the tie. It is short. Evans chasing down the rebound, and he throws it into Mellies. And Mellies is finally fouled with 14.4 to go.
I don't know if Carney needed to take it from that deep. I mean, they had about 22 seconds. They still have 14 seconds here. No, Mellies, who I would presume would be the best free throw shooter on this Dragon team. That's four now in Hellring. He hasn't played a lot of minutes, but he's been sacrificing his fouls here late in the game. But I don't know about that long-range three. He had plenty of time to get a better shot. He had a little bit of an opening, but...
Well, Melly's missing the first.
That's on me. I guess I jinxed him, but I think that was the right assumption. Leading scores, probably your best free throw shooter more times than none.
Well, if he makes one, it's a four-point game. It's on the way, and he got it. So it is back to four. Melly's a big free throw. He's been quiet tonight. 43-39, 14 seconds to go. They get it up the floor. Alvarenga, Evans, Carney, they're wasting too much time. They got to get a shot up somewhere. Evans, left side, into the corner. A three is on the way. It's an air ball. Rebound with 2 seconds to go, and the Cobras are going to win their first game of the year. And the crowd knows it. And the Dragons had their opportunities. They're going to come up short tonight. 1.9 seconds remain. What's a 43-39 Cobras lead. And Jude Williams will shoot two to ice this game away. Williams with 11. Make it 12. He's also got 9 rebounds. So a good game for the 6'3 senior. 44-39 Cobras. And the second is good. And the Cobras are going to hang on tonight. 2 seconds to go. A half-court heave is off the mark. And Jackson Heights will cap off a sweep here tonight as the boys win their first game of the year and start 2023 on a high note. 45-39, they knock off Valley Falls. Post game is next. It's brought to you by Beacon Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. More after this here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons, that's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The Jackson Heights basketball teams as we get a sweep here tonight for the Cobras to start 2023. Girls victorious big time, 57-26 in the first one tonight. Boy, the Cobras certainly had to claw and fight a Dragons comeback, but they hold on, get a few late free throws, and win their first game of the year, 45-39. The final score. We'll dive into the numbers momentarily, get you out of here in a moment, but Crendon, we'll start with you. How about that? First one out the gate, an 0-4 start in December, but Brett Plattner in his first year at the helm, they come out, they scrap, they claw. Offensive rebounding was big for them in this ball game. Second chance opportunities, they get some consistent scoring, a little more balance than we've seen so far, and Cobras start the right way here in 23.
Yeah, they start a great way, especially getting the seniors involved. I mean, that's one big thing. I mean, you usually have Jace Robinson and Drake Mellies, you know, a sophomore, the freshman, and that's great, but you want to see these seniors really stepping up, especially when they have that height that they have, 6'3 and 6'3, Devin Mock and Jude Williams. You expect them to really play better, and they really did do that tonight, both of them getting 13 apiece, and that is exactly what you needed from these Jackson High School boys to play together as more of a team, and you see everyone really contributing to the final score of this team, and that's especially what's really special, is a full game put together for all four quarters and they're going to hold on to it at the very end. And last year, they were 0-2 against Valley Falls, so for them to come out this year and so far 1-0, I mean that's to show you what's to come really for these boys in this 2023 season.
Nicely done. 13 points, 6 rebounds for Devin Mock off the bench. They also got 13-9 from Jude Williams, 6 points and 5 rebounds from Hayden Doyle, 5 points from Jace Robinson. They got 4 from Drake Mellies, 3 from Alex Browning. They also got 1 point from Tegan Binkley. Dragons were led by a sophomore, Hayden Carney, with 19 points. He hit some big threes in the fourth quarter to keep the Dragons in it, and they certainly had an opportunity down three. Zach Evans, just 4 points in the first half. He finishes with 15 and also 7 rebounds. Thayer Coleman had 3 points and 9 boards. Duncan Alvarenga had 2 points off the bench, playing some time in the second half. But Trenton on the Valley Falls side again, a very slow start. They couldn't box out. They were giving up offensive rebounds. They gave up a ton of extra possessions with turnovers. Yet they found themselves with the ball down three late, chance to maybe tie, send it to overtime, or even come back and win. They had their opportunities, but again, from start to finish, just not quite what we've seen so far.
Yeah, and this is going to be a tough one to swallow. I mean, you're 13 of 21 at the free throw line. You lose the game by 6 points, and you know there's a lot of instances where they were trying in the middle of the comeback, and even late in the game they're down 4 points, and Alvarez goes 4 or 5 points. Alvarez goes 0-for-2, and you get a stop, and they came down and hit a three. You know, things like that, and they missed so many shots at point blank range, and it was multiple guys that missed a ton of different layups. So it's not just one person to stick to it. The missed layups, but a lot of missed bunnies, and I mean they got after in the second half, but they got thoroughly outplayed for the first 2.5 quarters for sure, and just not enough of a comeback effort. You're down one of your better players, but this is definitely a game you feel like you should have won if you're Valley, but you dropped a 4-2 nonetheless.
Both teams had 26 rebounds unofficially, 15 turnovers for Valley Falls, 13 for Jackson Heights. Excuse me, both teams a little sluggish at times at the free throw line. Cobras 8 of 18 in the game. Dragons hit 13 of 21. As Trenton mentioned there. Stats all throughout the season brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison, or Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, now time to announce our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Crendon, I will give you this one here. You had Jude Williams, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Devin Mock, 13 and 6, the two leading scorers for the Cobras tonight. Who would you think is the player to bank on?
I'd say the player to bank on for this game would be Jude Williams. He really played all four quarters and overall played a great game. And I mean, especially from the free throw line, I mean, he did the best from the free throw line. And then, like I said, just really being able to attack the basket that whole game through all four quarters, that's what really matters, to be able to really fight and keep your team in the game. So that's why I give him player to bank on.
Jude Williams, player to bank on, 9 points at halftime, finishing with 13 in the game. He was just 27% at the line coming in. He hit 3 of his 4 free throws, also a near double-double with 9 boards in the game tonight. So Jude Williams, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Appreciate everyone involved. Chance, our boy back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. Crendon, everyone here with the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Great stuff as always. Trenton, myself, Brandon, we appreciate everyone listening, all of our great sponsors. But we're back. We're off and running. 2023 is here. We're not going to slow down here for the next couple of months. Our coaches' shows are back up tomorrow night on both KNZA and KMZA. Coaches' Insight programs on our sister station, Care 93.7. Those will be back up on Thursday. Another full slate of basketball on Friday. And as we mentioned, we are off now. It is a two-month stretch of a lot of basketball. Of course, wrestling is back to it as well this week. So the new year is here. The break time is over, and a good start for Jackson Heights as they sweep Valley Falls tonight on their home floor. Girls final, and Cobras win it. It was 57-26. And the Cobras, they hold on and win it in the nightcap on the boys' side, 45-39. So, again, Crendon, everyone, Chance, Trenton, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you Friday for another round of high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.